tweet at TodaySOR.
Tomorrow, the government is finally expected to award the contract for the National Broadband Plan to the preferred bidder, US investment firm Granahan McCourt, in a project that's been beset with delay and controversy for many a long year. Now, it's reported today also the Cabinet will be meeting at 7:30 a.m. That's 2.5 hours earlier than usual, a move seen as allowing for the announcement to be made immediately ahead of the market's opening. On the line now, Dennis Nocton, independent TD for Roscommon Galway and, of course, former Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, to talk us through what can be expected in the coming weeks as the rollout gets underway. Dennis Nocton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We know the Competition Commissioner, Margaret Vestager, gave the plan the go-ahead late last week, saying it would address the significant digital divide between urban and rural in Ireland. There was a bit of back and forth, I think, between the government and the Commission in recent weeks. So do you think anything will have changed in the plan over that time?
No, not at all. I think the Commission has been very much brought up to speed throughout this process, right from the initial phases, right through to the current stage. So I don't expect to have seen any changes on foot of that. The Commission were consulted regularly throughout this process, and I expect that what will be announced tomorrow after the Cabinet meeting will be very similar to what was already been approved back in October of 2018.
The aim, of course, to bring high-speed broadband to just over 1.1 million people in parts of the country where commercial operators claim it's not commercially viable for them to offer the service. So how do you think this is going to roll out? I mean, who and where will benefit first?
Well, the initial phase is going to be the rollout of fibre to 300 locations across rural Ireland. These are going to be community buildings across rural Ireland, the communities that don't have access to high-speed broadband at the moment. So the objective is to bring hot desking facilities into those communities initially so that people, when they may not have high-speed broadband in their own homes, there will be somewhere within their community that they can go and avail of high-speed broadband facilities. That will particularly benefit people that are working from home or have the opportunity to work from home. And that's the first priority in relation to the build-out. Secondly, then, the actual physical build-out of the network will start after that. That will initially involve the removal of trees, or the cutting back of trees in the vicinity of telegraph poles, the repair and replacement of telegraph poles, and then stringing the fibre along those poles right across the rural network.
And we know that the government has been, and even in your own time, they're under pressure to justify the cost after it emerged earlier this year. The price tag had jumped from an original estimate of 500 million to 3 billion, and also in the wake of Ayres' assertion, it could do the job for 1 billion.
Well, look, I'll take each of those three points separately. First of all, what was originally proposed under the National Broadband Plan did cost approximately 500 million, and it's pretty much what is being proposed now in Northern Ireland, where you would bring fibre to particular locations across the country, and then you would provide a wireless service from there. The difficulty with that is that wireless services can only provide coverage through line of sight. So if you're behind trees or behind hills, you're not going to be able to get that particular service. There's also problems with what's called congestion or contention on that network. So the more people that go on the network, the slower that network gets. So there's particular problems with it. So the government looked at this and decided that the most effective solution was to bring fibre to every door, because that future-proofs the network over the next 35 years. And that's the great thing about this investment. Remember that what was originally proposed of bringing it to particular locations and bringing it by mass from there on was very similar to the National Broadband Scheme. And that was a contract that was signed with Three, the mobile operator, where they brought 4G mobile phone broadband services to rural Ireland. And the day that scheme went live, the technology was already obsolete. So what we wanted to do was to ensure that we had a solution that, as technology changed, would not lead to rural Ireland being left behind again. And fibre was the only way to do that. So that's why the cost went up and went up significantly. But in terms of the justification for it, just to give you one very practical example of it, if we got someone who is currently in Dublin to relocate to rural Ireland, the cost saving in terms of the state providing a service site in the Dublin areas, about €30,000 is what it costs in the Exchequer at the moment. So that would actually pay for about 8 broadband connections on average in rural Ireland. If at some stage over the next 35 years where any of these broadband connections are provided in rural Ireland, it keeps an older person out of a nursing home for 6 weeks over that 35-year period, then that in itself will justify that particular investment. So the potential payback to the state in terms of health services, in terms of driving innovation and job creation, in addressing the housing problem and impacting on climate change with a reduction in overall transport emissions in rural areas, are far more significant than the investment that's been put in.
I'm not quite sure I get the point about keeping people out of nursing homes. How does that apply?
So, for example, if you, by providing a broadband connection into a home, it allows an older person, through the use of technology, monitoring and so forth, to remain in their own home for an additional 6 weeks, based on the cost to the state of actually paying for that nursing home care. It will justify the investment that will be put in providing that fibre into that home.
So it's a quality of life thing.
Yes, it's a quality of life thing, but it means that you can put technology in, for example, for an older person may be prone to falling. So you can put an alarm system in that if they fall, that gets reported to a neighbour and the neighbour can come and assist them. If that level of independence can be improved and that older person can remain in their own home for just an additional 6 weeks at some stage over the 35 years, it actually pays for the investment of putting the fibre in the first place.
In that particular individual's home.
Initially,
we know 300 broadband connection points will be connected first. Do you think all of that will be done by the end of next year?
Yes, there's absolutely no reason why it can't be done by the end of next year. The actual physical rollout of the broadband itself isn't the challenge because it's only a matter of literally clipping it on from pole to pole. The challenge is actually doing the preparation work in accessing maybe ducts that are there on the road, pruning back the trees, replacing damaged poles and so forth. That's where the big time delay is in relation to it. But remember that in most rural areas now, you've already had AIR building out fibre to 100,000 rural homes. So that preparation work is done initially from many of our towns and villages part of the way out into rural Ireland. So that means that the National Broadband Ireland can effectively hit the ground running in terms of building the network over that particular stretch. And then the focus will be on bringing it the last mile or two to people's homes.
Dennis Nocton, Independent Deputy for Roscommon Galway, former Minister for Communications, Climate Action and the Environment. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.